Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living, everybody. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I want you to come on in. I got the doors open. I have a statement to start the program, and then we're opening our phone lines to you. I was looking at Scripture, and according to the Bible, there's only one way to heaven. And you may be surprised what I'm going to say, because we know it's by faith that we're saved, right? We know it's because of the blood of Christ that was sacrificed for us. But according to Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, it's because we have been adopted. Without it, there is no way to heaven. It's a process of adoption. So that'll give you an idea where we're headed today. You ready? This is Intentional Living.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Call now. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. And when we ask you to call today, I would ask you to share with us if you have been impacted by adoption. How has adoption affected your family? What have you learned through the process of adoption? Maybe you were adopted, you're thinking of adoption. It is a most beautiful picture of intentional love. I can't think of any other human picture that's more aligned with what God has done for us. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, starting with verse 3. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons of Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Now, no matter what your position may be or your theology on election or free will, it's clearly an adoption process. Clearly, God chose you and me. We are adopted. So when we think of adoption, every person who is a follower of Christ, every person who's been born again, every person today, if you know Christ personally and you know where you're headed, you have been adopted. It is a most beautiful picture when we see families step up and adopt precious children. It is a picture of God's intentional love for us. I was looking online here at the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. You know, the Dave Thomas from Wendy's? Of course, he was adopted. And according to a release that they published during this, by the way, this is November. This is Adoption Month around the nation. And they said from their headquarters that any given day in the U.S., more than 423,000 children are in the foster care system, and nearly 115,000 of them are available for adoption, just waiting for the right family to find them. And what's staggering is that more children become available for adoption each year than are adopted. For instance, they have a statistic here, goes back a few years. It's probably not untypical of today as well. This goes back to 2009. 69,947 children had parental rights terminated by the courts, and yet only 57,466 of those children were adopted. So if you've been affected by adoption, the story, how it's impacted your life, it's a beautiful picture. It's impacted our family very beautiful, positive ways, and I know that it can impact and has impacted the lives of many. So we'd love to have you join us today. Tell us your story. 888-888-1717 is the number. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Randy Carlson. Tweet your comments or questions to, with hashtag AskDrRandy, and we'll be monitoring those. If you have a quick question or comment, we'll be happy to pick those up along the way as well. Again, hashtag AskDrRandy or on Twitter at Dr. Randy Carlson. That's DR, by the way. All right, let's go. 888-888-1717, the intentional act of adoption.
Hi, my name is Damaris. I actually am a birth mother, and I just wanted to share how giving up my child completely transformed my world, and being able to rely on God in that process and overcoming all the obstacles that were faced. He was supposed to be blind. He was supposed to be deaf. He was supposed to be mentally handicapped. He was supposed to not be able to breathe. He was supposed to have open heart surgery. He was supposed to have all these really bad complications, and they said he might not even make it. And today, my little boy is actually, he just turned 5 today. God used that situation for us to rely on him and to make him the center of this entire process. It was just such a beautiful and amazing, wonderful gift that I was able to be a part of. And I am still able to be a part of this little boy's life. And that is a truly huge miracle and just a gift that God has allowed me. I don't feel like there is any other way to describe what happened, but that God turned my mess into his miracle.
Wow. And that can't add much to that. That's powerful. Thank you for sharing your stories with us. Mark wants to do so live on the air here. We've got a phone call from Arizona. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Andy.
How has adoption impacted your life?
Just a direct impact. My wife and I miscarried 3 boys in the first 10 years of our marriage, and we were open to adoption. We never weren't open to it, but then we started the process, and it took about 7 years. And I want to emphasize this for couples. On the foster care side, we were able to get a child placed, a little girl, and we had her for 2 years before the adoption was final. But if we have that option available, and we also, both of our girls were drug babies, prenatally exposed to drugs, and those special need babies are special. And I think it's important for people to know that those babies are there and they're needed. They need to be loved. Our girls are grown now, but it's just been an amazing journey.
Wow. So they're adults now on their own?
Yes, 28, 23.
And how?
Some had their own individual journeys.
Yeah.
There were different drugs exposure involved and affected them differently. It's a whole learning curve, but the main thing is just to love them and to, we worked with an expert on prenatal exposed babies, and so we learned a lot. But the main thing is to know them individually and to learn as much as you can about how to help them.
Great gift.
That's what God does with us.
Great, that's right. God does that with us. You gave them a great gift, but it sounds like they gave you one too.
They sure do.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks.
Could you hear his voice? And you hear the sincerity of the love and the uniqueness and the power of this picture of adoption. It's a spiritual picture. I mean, God gives us everything in life to come back to a spiritual picture, and certainly adoption is. Elizabeth is in New Mexico. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's your comment on this today?
Well, I'd like to bring in a perspective as a foster grandparent. A couple of years ago, my son and his wife decided to do foster parent training, and they told us that much, and we said, okay. I have to admit, I was a little leery, having been a teacher and knowing the problems that foster kids can bring, but we let it go. And then just a few weeks later, it was the holidays, and it was kind of, oh, by the way, we've got 3 foster kids, and so they'll be a part of all of our activities. And it all worked out in the end, but I just want to say communication is so important, because all of a sudden we had 3 more kids to consider for gifts, for food, for birthday parties. And I have to say, we didn't handle it great in the beginning. It's all worked out beautifully, and they're going to adopt a couple of these kids.
Good for you.
And we love them as our own. But
what have you learned about yourself, Elizabeth?
Oh, I have learned that all God's children need the same amount of love. And that I think we do need to consider whether we can adopt or our kids can adopt them. We just need to embrace that. Yeah. And I have learned that I needed to humble myself, because I didn't accept it right away. With a positive attitude.
And I think part of that is that because we have in our minds these little boxes, you know, the way the world is supposed to be and the way the world is supposed to work. And that's based on our own experiences and our own, you know, experiences and biases and just life. And sometimes all of a sudden, hey, the box ain't exactly like I thought it was going to be. And boy, God breaks through in some amazing ways. And adoption is certainly one of those. Elizabeth, thank you for telling us your story and also reminding, keep the family in the loop. Make this an opportunity for the whole family to embrace and be a part of it and learn together. Good reminder. Thank you, and have a great holiday, too.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Adoption, how's it affected you? 888-888-1717.
I grew up probably 8 years in foster care and really desired and yearned to have a father and a mother. And even though my biological dad and stepmom were great, there was always a fear from each person that had me to really express just being called a mom or just being called a dad. And I just want to encourage people, even though adoptive kids or foster youth may have that search in their hearts to want to know what their real mom or real dad is like, there's a deeper yearning past that search to just be fully accepted. And I just want to say I have that deeper relationship, one with my father, but also with my stepmom, her being always afraid to express that love to me and express that right to call herself mom and how much it's meant a lot to me that she calls herself mom. So I just want to encourage adoptive parents who may be afraid of being second best. After that search is over in a child, there is a coming back to wanting and declaring that you are a true mom or a dad.
Stories. Thank you. 888-888-1717. Another thought here comes from Scripture, Galatians 4:4-6. Paul talks about adoption. He says, "But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that he could adopt us as his very own children." Of course, that's the whole gospel picture there, isn't it? "And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father," or Daddy. That's really what it means. But right in the middle there, God sent his Son, Christ, to replace all of the law and give us the gift of salvation as he adopted us, as his own children. He adopted us. He chose us. So when you think of adoption, start with your own adoption. We all, if we're children of God, if you're a follower of Christ, if you've been born again, you know the term that you use, but from a biblical perspective, you have been redeemed. You've been adopted. Maybe you hadn't thought about it that way. Beautiful picture. Okay, let's. The calls are flooding in here. Let's go. Nancy is in Georgia today. Welcome to the program.
Hey, what?
Appreciate your call, Nancy. Tell us your story on adoption.
Well, I was raised in an abusive home. My biological mother's stepfather, I wasn't his, so he was very abusive to me. And my mother's sister, she lived in the same apartment complex and called my mom up and said, "Hey, there's a little girl here. Do you want to adopt her?" And mom, dad said, "Yes." And so they brought me out of that into a very warm, loving home.
Wow.
To the point that I didn't even need a child psychologist.
Wow.
I couldn't even remember anything about my old life. And they were very giving, caring people, not just to me, but to everybody else. And I grew up seeing that. And then later in life, I knew I had brothers and sisters. I decided I'd go look for them and found my biological grandfather.
Hmm.
And ended up taking care of him the last 2.5 years of his life.
Wow.
So he got someone to take care of him, where he'd given to everybody his whole life. And he was a very Christian man and read his Bible daily and very good man. And his family had their own family, so they didn't have time for him. He would have been basically abandoned and died alone. And I look back and I see all these little things. And my mom, after he died, said, "Why did you do that?" And I said, "I don't think I had a choice. I think it was part of God's plan. He had all of this plan to begin with, and we just kind of had to follow it through." And she understood that and was good. And the biggest thing with me, people ask me, do you know your real parents? And it's like, well, yeah, I do. They raised me. My real parents, the people that adopted me are my real parents. Everybody else is the biological parents, and I don't hold anything against them. People make mistakes, and that's okay. And in fact, I was able to tell my biological mother, it's okay, thank you, you gave me life twice. And I appreciate that. And but I want to encourage people to do this adoption. It really, really makes a big difference. I see how my brothers and sisters were raised. They weren't raised badly, but they didn't have a whole lot. They didn't get a good education. And I got this great gift, and would love to see everybody, people that can, to do that, to adopt people, or adopt children, rather. There's so much they can give them. So much.
Well, it certainly is the story of your life, and what an opportunity to have an attitude that is so powerful. You know, this is my family, and forgiveness for maybe things that have led to that point. That's the way to, you talk about freedom, folks. You talk about living intentionally in your life. Nancy just gave you the picture of how it happens. Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate your call.
Friendship and clutter. Having friends can be great, but sometimes they can wear you down or even tear you down. And clutter? Well, clutter can really mess up your relationships with people and even God. So if you need help being more intentional in your life, become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. When you do, as thanks, we'll send you the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains two books by Dr. Randy, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the IL wristband. And starting this month and every month, you'll receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Join today. Call us anytime, 1-888-888-1717, and press option number 4. Or go online to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. We are back here. Calls coming in. Let's go to Melissa in New Mexico. Melissa, welcome to Intentional Living.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call. What's your story on adoption?
Well, my story is kind of opposite of what you're talking about a little bit. I am a mom that had to put my kids up for adoption, three of them. They were put with a good Christian family, thank God, and they were raised to know God. And I'm very blessed for this family. And the kids have reached out to their biological mom, which I will always be their mom because I brought them into this world. And they've reached out a little bit and then they pull back. And God has this, and I know that. And I just give it to God and just leave it right there, you know. But they're raised well, and they're together, and thank God for this family that left them together. This family adopted all three of them. So,
what do you think when you think of the adoptive family of those three children?
Think,
what do you think and feel?
The adoptive family is very awesome, and I think that they should have maybe did a few things a little bit differently concerning the biological parents, but I'm blessed that the kids are together, and I'm blessed that they reach out.
When you say that differently, you mean as far as staying in touch or something like that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
They didn't go exactly by the court order, but, you know, the kids are adults now. They're 22, 24, 26.
Wow.
And
so they reached out to you when they became adults and then kind of pulled back. What I hear you focused on, Melissa, is that these three children were able to be raised in an environment that really is what you hope for them.
Yes.
What you wanted for them. Well, first of all, Melissa, thank you for bringing those children into the world, because today it's so easy for women to make decisions, to abort, not have a child. And the fact that you provided an opportunity for these children then to be in a place where they were raised, and it sounds like raised in a healthy way, and a place where now is contributing adults, that's the way it should be. That's God's intention. Okay, Melissa, thank you for your call, and I appreciate it, and thank you for listening to Intentional Living as well.
My prayer right now is for them to reconnect, all three of them. Please, please, please keep it in prayer.
You'd like to reconnect with them.
Just reconnection. They know where I'm at.
Yeah.
They have a phone number. They have an address. They know I'm on Facebook. They know that I'm on, you know, mm-hmm. I'm there anytime they want to reach out. And it is up to them that they reach out. And if they want to know the truth, then I will tell them the truth. I'm mm-hmm. not going to be dishonest with them, because I gave them to God when they were born. And I said, God, mold them in the way that you want them molded.
Well, we'll pray along with you that as God directs them in their lives, that they'll make the decisions that will honor him. Ultimately, that's the goal. All right. We're talking about adoption today, the power of adoption, the stories of adoption, change lives as a result of adoption.
Hi, my name is Susan. I wanted to share my story about my wonderful daughter, Sarah. She was born in Seoul, South Korea in 2002 and came here to the United States to be with us forever. Wonderful daughter, funny, joyful, just the joy of our life. My husband and I, we just can't wait to see her every day. Currently, I'm waiting in a carpool lot to pick her up from a Chinese class that she is learning how to speak Mandarin. What a joy and a blessing to our life. We waited a long time, 18 months for her to arrive, and now she's 10. We look forward to the future, how God blesses her in our life.
Thank you for telling your stories. By the way, our storyline always available to you 24 hours a day. And we just love to hear what God's doing in your life on whatever topic it may be, whatever you're learning about living intentionally and what difference that's making. Tell us about it when you call 888-888-1717. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Randy Carlson. That's Dr. Randy Carlson. Or, you know, you can tweet your comments and questions with the hashtag AskDrRandy. And if whenever you have a question, send it along. We'll try to get it on the air. Stacy is in Tennessee today. Welcome to the program, Stacy.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call. Go ahead.
Yes, I felt prompted to call. I'm a regular listener to Family Life Radio.
Right.
Love it so much.
Thank you.
But I felt prompted to call today because the adoption subject really hits home with my wife and I. I was about 40 years old when we got married. She was 34. We decided after we'd been married about a year to have children. She wanted to have children right away, but it took me a little while. And we could not have children. We could not have children naturally, even with some fertility aids. So we prayed and felt God was leading us to adopt. And I want to say this for all the reluctant adoptive fathers to be. I was a reluctant, as the case is a lot of times. But we prayed, and God led us in the right direction. It was 1995. He led us to adopt twins, a little boy and girl, from Bulgaria. Hmm. And they were 10 months old. So when the adoption was completed, they were 2 years old, and we went to get them in August of 96, and while we were there, we were caught up in the moment of getting our twins, but the orphanage director said, by the way, they have a little brother here,
oh.
And he was 6 months old, and we could not forget the little brother when we got home, you know? God kept bringing him to our mind and our heart, and we prayed, and we said, God, it's a big step to adopt two, but you're telling us to go back? And he said, yes.
Wow.
And we we found out when God calls you, we call it a calling. It was a calling on our life to adopt our children. And when God calls, He provides. You know, He provided everything we needed, all the finances, everything we needed, God provided. Our little brother got hung up in the system for a while, but we did go back and get him when he was 3 years old. And so our twins are Jordan and Jessica, who are now 21. Zachary is 19. He was our little brother. And then we thought, well, we're fine. We have our little family. God's put it together. We're happy. But then God wasn't finished with us. And I know our story is a little different, but then in 2002, we were praying, and God just really pricked our heart, or 2001, that we should pray for another little girl. We didn't know where she was coming from, but only God could orchestrate this. But He called us back to Bulgaria. The adoption agency called and said our three siblings have a little sister, and she was 10 months old. And once again, God provided. And we went back, and we got our little Grace. And now she's 14. But I just want to say, God, we could not have orchestrated this. Only God could do this.
Started out with two in mind and a whole family with four. Hey, Stacy, I got to wrap it up. But listen, I think your story is a great way of capping the program today, that ultimately this is a God-sensitive issue, being sensitive to God's leading, knowing what He's speaking to us. If you listen today and you feel prompted in your own heart that God's leading you in this direction, you know, don't close the door. Keep your heart open like Stacy and his wife did and others who've called today. Thank you, Stacy, for your call. You know, all of us have been adopted if we're followers of Christ. It's a beautiful picture of God's intentional love for you and for me. I want to thank all of you who participated in the program. I want to thank our monthly members who make the program available to you. Thanking them for their support. It's the only way we can stay on the radio to continue to do this. If you believe that a message of living intentionally in Christ is resonating in this culture today, come and join us. And with your monthly support, whatever amount that is, whatever God lays on your heart, as you share with us, I want to be able to send to you a brand new teaching every month from me to you on CD as a way of saying thank you for your support. Come and join us by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, where you can share a single gift with us today as an expression of what God's doing in your life, or joining us monthly in support. And I thank you for it. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time with more Intentional Living right here from the Intentional Living Center. Have a great day.